This is Ozarks at Large, and this is an Ozarks at Large segment like we've never done before. All right, as we record this, the Middleton grammarian Catherine Sherrills is with me. I'm in my studio. She is outside on the sidewalk because we are observing social distancing and the building still being on lockdown, and we can kind of see each other. Okay.
All right.
So, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for being such a great sport.
Oh, yeah.
What do we got?
I've been in a similar position, so I know.
And you're going to hear some street noise because Catherine's microphone faces out towards the library construction, just to let you know. What are we going to have today, Catherine?
Kyle, except when you're on the air, how do you usually pronounce the name of our city?
Fayetteville?
Yes, like Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Yeah. The website, itsasouthernthing.com, spells the name phonetically as Fayetteville.
That's kind of how the mayor says it.
Oh, really?
Kind of. Yeah. I can't quite imitate it, but yes.
And that was enough for me to trust it with the other difficult Arkansas town names it pronounced.
Okay.
Let's see how you do.
All right.
I had not heard of many of them, and the hardest of them to me was the one I bet you know, given that you grew up in Mountain Home.
Okay.
Write this down.
Mm-hmm.
G-A-M-A-L-I-E-L.
Oh, well.
Do you remember that town?
Oh, gosh, yeah, because it's right next to Mountain Home. We pronounced it Gamalia.
Gamalia, yes, that's right. It looks like Gamaliel or something like that.
Yes, Gamalia.
A big attraction to outdoors fans, Gamalia is an unincorporated community in Baxter County. It's located along Arkansas Highway 101,
yep,
12 miles northeast of Mountain Home, at the northernmost central tip of Arkansas along the Missouri state border. It's right up there, right?
Lake Norfolk, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Places that I miss since the pandemic, of course, are Las Vegas and Reno. Arkansas has a county with the same name as the state in which those gambling meccas reside. How is it pronounced?
Nevada.
That's right, Nevada. Not Nevada.
No.
And not, let's see, there's another pronunciation. I forget it. There's another pronunciation, but Nevada is how we do it. The reason for the selection of the county's name has been lost. One theory holds that the shape of the county resembles that of the state of Nevada.
Huh. I never thought about that.
A more plausible theory, perhaps, is that the county was named for the silver-rich state of Nevada, in the hope that it would yield comparable riches. It hoped to be the next Nevada. However, the county's name is not pronounced like that of the state. Prescott is its county seat.
Right.
Okay, Kyle, here's a short one. How do you pronounce G-E-P-P?
This, too, is close to where I grew up. This is Jeep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jeep.
Jeep. Yeah. Not Gep,
nope.
Which is what it looks like.
You can always tell the tourists. They would come in and say, well, I drove through Gep. All
right. Nope.
Nope.
At the very top of the state, almost dead center, Jeep is an unincorporated community of 280 people in western Fulton County. It's located along U.S. Route 62 and 412. 7 miles west of Viola. Write this down, Kyle.
Okay.
O-P-P-E-L-O. Got any idea?
This one I don't know. I'm going to say, because it's not going to be the way you think.
Right.
That's why. So, Opello?
Close. Opello. Opello.
Opello?
Opello.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a pillow.
Okay.
Opello is a city in Conway County, population 781. It's 6 miles south of Morrilton, the county seat.
And Daniel Carruth, who works here, is from Morrilton.
Oh.
So I bet he'll know that.
He would have known.
Yeah.
Travelers are often introduced to Opello en route to Petitjean State Park, where the intersection of Highways 9 and 154 serve as a route to the park. It's near the Winthrop Rockefeller Institute.
Right.
So I've probably been close, just didn't take notice of it. Kyle, what is the subject of the fictitious docudrama movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek?
That's the Falk monster?
Falk. Yes, pronounced F-A-W-K.
Right.
Yeah. But it's spelled F-A-U-K-E, which is scary to some people.
Yes.
The spelling makes it something the unaware are afraid to attempt pronouncing. The Bigfoot-like creature is named for the town of Falk, a city in Miller County. Its population is 860. And, of course, these are all the last census.
Right, right.
Don't get any callers calling in and saying, no, we're 861.
Right.
Here's one you're bound to mispronounce unless you know. B-E-L-L-E-F-O-N-T-E.
Okay, so when I go visit my mother in Baxter County, I have to go through Bellefont.
That's right. Bellefont.
Not Bellefonte.
Bellefont, population 530, is a town in Boone County. Where's your mom live?
She's in Lakeview. So if you're going from here to there, you go straight through Harrison and Bellefont and Harmon.
Uh-huh.
And eventually Snow and Summit.
Snow?
Snow.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Bellefont gained national attention in 2013 when the city's mayor, James Wiggs, was recognized as, do you know?
No.
The oldest active mayor in the United States at 90 years of age.
But still in the younger demographic of Bellefont. I kid.
Just the youngster, huh?
Yes.
Okay, Kyle, try this one.
Mm-hmm.
M-C, capital G-E-H-E-E.
Not McGeehee, that's McGee.
McGee.
My roommate at Boys State was from McGee.
Well, you know, you're cheating. You've got connections to all these places. McGee is about 100 miles southeast of Little Rock. When the railroad came to McGee, it changed everything by providing transportation in all four directions, allowing area farmers to easily market their crops. It's one of the larger towns in the area. Okay, here's one I had never seen. You got to write this one down.
Okay.
S-O-L-G-O-H-A-C-H-I-A.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever seen that?
I've never seen it. I've never heard it. It must be in southern or...
It's in Conway County.
Oh, another one.
10 miles north of Marlton, I guess close to what we...
Opello.
Yeah, Opello.
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 Mm-hmm. I'm going to say... Oh, and it's not going to be what you think it is, right? So...
Not even close.
Oh, boy. Well... Sogahatchia? Solji? I don't know.
Sogahatchie.
Sogahatchie.
I mean, no, Sogahatchie.
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 That sounds like it should be around a bayou or something.
Yeah, it does. It sounds Mississippian to me. Sogahatchie is an unincorporated community in Conway County, about 10 miles north of Morrilton. The name is from the Choctaw word Sokohucha, meaning Muscadine River, which I guess had a lot of grapes on it.
Oh, okay.
Nearby Sogahatchie Bridge was listed on the National Register of Historic Places in May of 2004. So maybe it's a place to go look at.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I have a couple of my own to add, Kyle.
All right.
This one's a tiny town in Sharp County. P-O-U-G-H-K-E-E-P-S-I-E.
Poughkeepsie?
No.
No, Poughkeepsie?
No.
Okay.
How's the New York one pronounced?
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah. And you came close here, I think. It's Poughkeepsie.
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 Yeah. Which sounds pretty Arkansas, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Poughkeepsie, with its population about 400, shares its name with the much larger Poughkeepsie, New York. It's a Native American name meaning the reed-covered lodge by the little water place.
Okay.
Now, how the New York one picked up on that, I don't know.
Interesting.
Poughkeepsie is located near the Strawberry River. A site called Poughkeepsie, New York, and Poughkeepsie, Arkansas, notes this comparison of each town's rivers. This is what they say about the comparison.
Okay.
Ours is obviously on the Hudson, the New York one.
Sure.
While Arkansas's is pretty close to the Strawberry River, part of the Mississippi watershed. We're still unclear if there are actually strawberry fields nearby, but we'd take those over PCBs any day.
I bet at one point there were strawberries there, if there aren't now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Another town name not listed on the website is itsasouthernthing.com, is, okay, spell this. Well, you probably don't need to spell it. B-L-Y, I mean, you don't need to write it.
Okay.
B-L-Y-T-H-E-V-I-L-L-E.
All right, that's in the northeastern part.
Mm-hmm.
That's Blyville.
That's right. Blytheville. Not Blytheville. The TH is not in there.
No, take
and
the TH out.
Everywhere I looked that up on the web, mm-hmm. they pronounced the TH.
Yeah.
Sometimes subtly, but, you know, sometimes Blytheville.
No, it's Blytheville.
We don't do it. Blytheville. Blytheville is the largest city in Mississippi County, about 60 miles north of West Memphis. On Monday, December 16th, 1811, an earthquake shook the area. Geologists say the epicenter of the huge earthquake was about 3 miles beneath present-day Blytheville. However, the earthquake was named for New Madrid, Missouri.
Not New Madrid.
Not
New
right.
Madrid.
New Madrid. That's right. If we were doing Missouri,
that's
yeah, right.
right.
The only town in the area with a sizable population. So New Madrid is a lie.
It should be the Blytheville fault.
It's fake geology. Or fake nomenclature.
Fake shakes, yes.
Now, if we can just get folks to stop saying Searcy.
No kidding. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Churlds.